Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Right? What the world needs now is absolutely love, sweet love. So this is my big giant virtual hug to all of you as coronavirus cases soar past 11 million. The surge continues. There is no concession. There's some confusion in Washington. Was anything amiss when it came to the elections and votes? What will happen by January, and what does it mean for the stimulus and a slew of other disasters, including these tropical storms and hurricanes, with a wild hurricane season that is whipping us through the Greek alphabet. If you didn't know it, you are learning it now. We are on Iota, which is barreling down on Nicaragua and Central America. Lots of Americans are trying to escape to those beachy areas, thinking social distancing. Costa Rica, Nicaragua on the list. Seriously. Boris Johnson self-quarantining, the Prime Minister of the UK, who almost took a turn that was fatal the last time he got COVID, so he's taking no chances. He was exposed to, potentially, he was exposed to it by a member of parliament with COVID-19. Especially in the UK, they are pretty tight around the country for the last couple of weeks. There are lots of conversations about the vaccine, but nothing firm as far as here's the plan, let's follow it. Just that maybe 20 million doses of the stuff will be rolled out per month. Hopefully it's more than that, right? I say when we talk about vaccines and COVID and what's happening with ICU beds in Arizona or in Washington State or any place where we're seeing this solid wave, we just be as transparent as possible, right? Instead of trying to hedge, just if it's horrible, it's horrible. If there's more help, there's more help. But for goodness sake, do we have time to kind of dance around and Mickey Mouse with what's really going on out there? People who are steeped in Christianity, a lot of people are saying, well, you know what? We knew that this is almost biblical because this is, look what's happening. Is this the end of times? And we predicted that we would see certain things, and we're seeing it now. And then you have the head of the World Food Program saying the Nobel Peace Prize has given the UN, certainly the World Food Program, a bigger megaphone to talk to world leaders, and they're saying this year is, next year is going to be worse than this year. Without billions of dollars, they're going to have famines of biblical proportions, and it is prophetic. In 2021, yes, that's what they're looking down the lane and saying, that this will be disastrous because of COVID-19 surging again, economies deteriorating, particularly in low and middle income countries. So the money that was available in 2020 isn't going to be available in 2021. And this is the problem across the board as we shuffle everything up to make it all make sense. It doesn't make sense. But the lack of economic backing is so key. Because, especially for small businesses, because small businesses could cut and trim and do everything they want, but when they're victims of the lockdown because they have no choice or they're cut off early, what are they going to do? And so they need the funding, they need the boost, they need the help, they need the small business arms to kick in, and that was happening, but now, before we get to the other side, this next round could be disastrous and fatal for so many businesses who need that tick. They need that uptick. You know, this is how you know. I've said this before, but you look at the thousands of people who lined up for groceries at a food bank distribution event in Dallas this past weekend. The North Texas Food Bank distributed 600,000 pounds, 600,000 pounds of food for about 25,000 people on Saturday. Wow. I mean, thank goodness they can do that, and thank goodness there's the generosity out there supporting that. But still, I mean, with Texas becoming the first state to report 1 million cases of coronavirus, that's what's happening. I mean, it's amazing. People coming together, donating, all that is a beautiful thing to see. And this is what the world does need more of. But people can't find a job. Their unemployment gets cut off. It's a big deal. They have kids. What do they do? So bravo to Tricia Cunningham, who is the president of that North Texas Food Bank, and what they're doing, especially with Texas becoming the number one state to cross over that 1 million finish line. Oh, that's the distinction you don't want when it comes to this virus. You don't want it. Wow. And you've got a weekend where people are once again inside, hopefully, and getting ready for a holiday, but does it really feel like a holiday? And what do you do to make it a little bit different and stay away from the relatives? People are asking me, are you going away? No, because I don't think it's safe to do that. I don't think it's safe to get to be in an area with a whole bunch of people. I mean, if you're talking about a small, tiny family thing, I mean, really tiny, that's different. But if you're talking about something where you have lots and lots of people who just happen to show up for the good cooking, it could turn around and bite you, and I don't think anybody wants to take that chance. I don't think so. By the way, I have to say this because I'm always about the numbers, right? The Masters, the toughest ticket in sport, that took place for the first time in November. It's very strange to watch. Little bit of bundling up. But world number one Dustin Johnson enters the history books. He won the 84th Masters, and he just absolutely crushed it. 20 under. Beat the previous tournament best of 18 under. Set by defending champ Tiger Woods in 97 and Jordan Spieth in 2015. Congratulations to DJ. Wow. What a year. This or That coming up.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says.
This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
Trumpet is not to signal that Netflix The Crown is back on starting this Sunday. Instead, it is Sir Eric, the technical maestro for this show, who joins me for our special segment called This or That. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up, Kate?
I'll tell you what, I was thinking about this all week. We have a lot of fun when we talk about you have to make choices in life, right? Some of them are easier and some of them are much more difficult. But if you had the chance to go on the road or go to a campground, and I thought about this because I went hiking over the weekend, and it was, first of all, the first place we were going to go hiking, for a warning to everybody out there, because I forgot, you know, of course, we've got COVID-19. It was a free Autobahn place to go that was amazing, but you had to have reservations, so we couldn't even hike there. We had to go find some other place. You got to think about that stuff. A lot of people are going into the parks and enjoying all of that and getting physically fit and whatnot. But some of them are even taking it further and going on the road. So if you get to go on the road, would you take an RV or a mini pop-up camper?
I'll go with the RV.
Yeah, me too. Why? Because it has everything in it, right? So it might be a pain to learn how to maneuver and drive it and remember, oh, I can't just go through the plow through the drive-through, but you can figure it out. The mini pop-up, I think the whole setting it up all the time and figure, I think it'd be a hassle.
Yeah, I'm all about luxury, I guess, when it comes to traveling.
Give me my luxury, Sir Eric says. Hashtag. Yeah, because if you're going to be out there, and you know it does, it's going to cost you some for the gas. It's not going to be cheap. But if you're going to go all in, just go all in. That's what I think.
Same here. Although yeah. I do like roughing it, camping and stuff. But
in the middle of a pandemic when you're already stressed and everything else?
No.
So much. No, that's it. If it was normal life, maybe, I agree. All right, how about this? Upgrade or stay the same? And let me explain. Everybody's always trying to get you to upgrade to everything, and half the time you get so confused as to, do I need to upgrade? Like the iPhone. Every year there's a new iPhone that comes out, and they're trying to maneuver to get you to upgrade. Sometimes when you upgrade, things get screwed up, and then it's a hassle, and you got to figure it out, and you call for support, and they'll support you, but it's a bug in the system or whatever. Sometimes staying where you are technology-wise or in other areas that we're talking about is kind of a comfort thing, like people who constantly upgrade their cars. So are you an upgrade kind of guy or stay where you are?
I don't like to upgrade too much too often. So I guess I'm a stay where you are kind of guy.
Yep. Me too. I don't like to upgrade too much because I've had every time I upgrade things get screwed up.
Yep, there's a lot that can go wrong. And it usually does, it seems like.
It usually does. No good deed goes unpunished, as Oscar Wilde would say. No good deed goes unpunished. So, liquor or wine? You have no choice of beers or exotic beers or any of that. You are at a party and they say, liquor or wine, dude? Which do you pick?
That's a tough one. At this point in my life, I'm going to have to go with the wine.
Wine? Don't you get those wine headaches and the tannins that make you feel like your eyes are exploding behind your head? No?
It's better than puking the next morning.
Well, yeah. Okay, so you're being excessive. I get it. Yeah, I understand. You know, it's funny. I think liquor mixed in certain drinks or mixed with certain, you know, mixers is good, but the problem is you're right. If there's, and especially I'm sure for a guy, there's more pressure, but it's not great the next day.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it like if I'm going to have, let's say, 5 drinks in the whole night, I'd rather have 5 glasses of wine than 5 shots, I guess.
Ugh.
You know what?
Maybe it is shots.
Yeah. I don't know.
You might switch back?
Yeah, I'll switch back. I'll go with it.
It's a man's prerogative to change his mind. So go ahead. You're going to go to the liquor. Liquor is easier, though, than when... What kind of wine would you like? It's like when they give you a wine list.
Just a red wine.
Yeah, just give me... What's your house wine? Does it taste good or does it taste awful?
I don't know. Oh, there's no wine in my house.
There is no wine. How about the, is it always red wine or do you drink white wine?
I haven't drank white wine in, a really long time.
Yeah, neither. I think I don't know what the sales are, but I would think red wine would be more. I don't know, something about that. Although there's good white wines that are light. When I used to live in California, it was my favorite thing. You got the best wines, and everybody knew some vintner or winery or whatever, and it was fun. So, it is the season to be jolly in the middle of a pandemic. Fake tree or real tree, which kind of guy are you?
Real tree.
Yeah, I don't like the fake trees. People try to convince me, oh, you just get it in a box, and then every year you just shove it in the box, and shove it in the attic. Well, that sounds nice. No, I like the smell of the tree, and yes, it's a hassle in tying it, but that's part of the fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. My only fond memories of a fake tree were not really, it was more like, oh, how pathetic is this tree, haha, type thing, you know, it wasn't,
yeah,
it's not the same as a real tree.
Yeah. I agree. It's not the same. I grew up with a mother who was a big thing when we had a, you always had the real tree, so I'm sticking with that. So I noticed I was out somewhere, or I was on the internet actually shopping for something. I noticed slippers for men too, men and women. So are you a slippers kind of guy or barefoot? Like, hey, I wake up, I'm barefoot, I eat my cereal, I do whatever, that's fine. Or no, you gotta put those toes in a sweet slipper.
No, I don't get the whole slipper thing. I've tried many times. I just can't get into the slippers thing.
I like that. I've tried. I quit my slippers. I threw them out. I think that's with guys. I think that is definitely a preference thing. And there are only some guys who would wear slippers and they like the way they feel and it's good. And then others, no way would they wear slippers. They just wouldn't do it. They don't like it. It's not comfortable and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I already have my slippers. They're my feet.
Okay. I'm kind of a toss-up there. I did, when I went to Ireland, got these incredible lamb slippers, so that kind of makes me go on the other side. But I'm almost always, it would be bare feet. I'm almost always. We had this neighbor when I was growing up in Jersey over the bridge from Philly, and his name was Mr. Maines. And every Saturday he would wash his car, and he was this kind of, he looked like Santa. He was a big, big guy. And he'd be out there washing his car, doo-doo, so super friendly. He was in his pajamas and his slippers. I thought that was weird. That there's Mr. Maines. He's in his pajamas and his slippers. Yep. And everybody in the kitchen, they would giggle like, why is he in his pajamas? So, you know, didn't make sense to me. All right, last one. Toast or an English muffin? Which would you have? What would likely be in your toaster? Which one of those?
Toast or an English muffin?
Yep.
No crumpets?
No, this is either or, this or that.
Sorry, I'll go with the toast.
Yeah, toast is easy, right? Slap it into the slap. Not that English muffins aren't. They're very similar, but they don't taste the same. There's a difference between toast and an English muffin. You can tell it right away. The texture.
Yep, I'm more familiar with toast.
So give me my toast, hold the slippers, and let's go and get a real tree. And we'll probably be drinking some wine in the interim. And we're going to stay the same because we're not upgrading our iPhone. And we might take a trip in the RV with our slippers across the country. All right, Eric, thanks as always.
Thanks, Kate. High five.
Absolutely. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of the vaccine. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for review to build people's confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent Stat Murphy poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of getting infected by half. This is USA Radio News. Over the weekend, President Trump tweeted his support for a new coronavirus aid package, something that's been debated in Congress for several months. And as cases rise in the U.S., the need for one is becoming larger. Senator Chuck Schumer says the reason there hasn't been a package passed is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The New York Democrat says McConnell has turned down every bill that's been brought up.
The bottom line is very simple. We need a large, strong COVID bill to deal with our problems. We have heard for months, every time we get close to a deal, Senator McConnell says no. He has become the Dr. No of COVID.
McConnell did bring a $500 billion targeted bill to the Senate floor before the election, but the passage was blocked by Senate Democrats. Syracuse's basketball team has suspended operations after their head coach tested positive for coronavirus. Jim Boeheim announced on Twitter Sunday that he tested positive for the virus and is isolating at home. The school's athletic director says the team will be tested multiple times over the next week. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Well, we're going to go over to Australia to have a conversation with Pargash Georgie, and I'll tell you what. I had such a lovely conversation with her off the air. I'm excited to tell you about her. Her book is called Cancer's Greatest Gift, but there's a real twist to this, and she'll explain how things have changed because she's evolved and change is in the air for so many people, and it's important, I think, to embrace change. So we'll get to that, but Pargash, thanks for coming on.
It's my absolute pleasure, Kate. I've been excited about this for so long, for 7 long years.
I like that, for 7 long years. And I do want to tell everyone, what Pargash means is light in Sanskrit, right?
Yes.
I think that's so interesting because that's how I sort of feel that in the conversation I had with you before. Okay, so tell us initially why you wrote the book.
I wrote the book because that was the next step in my on my evolutionary journey of spiritual awakening, which pretty much began before I was born. I now realize that before we are born, our souls, at a soul level, we decide what we are going to do when we reincarnate. And I believe that I made an agreement to shine light on planet Earth to help humanity wake up to our oneness, that we are one with everyone. Who we are is beyond color, beyond religion, beyond our educational status, beyond how much money we have at the bank, beyond our philosophies on how life should work, and all of that. So I think that was my agreement, and many decades later, I no longer relate to the concept of age. I have evolved. I'm so grateful to all the challenges that life has thrown at me that I now am fully in agreement, totally surrendered to life, to the highest frequency of love and light. So what a beautiful name. I'm so grateful to my parents for that.
And, you know, in going back to the book, the one thing we can say for anyone, like there is somebody out there that has breast cancer in the book, and now what you're talking about fast forwarding with your philosophy and what you found is how do you obtain optimum health and beauty no matter how old you are, no matter what disease you might have or something that happens to you? How do you do that? How do you self-heal?
Yes. The quickest way to self-heal is, I feel, through meditation or through prayer. Prayer just means to meditate. To meditate, as ancient wisdom says, is to be still and keep a few moments each morning or night or several times a day, if possible, to connect with our inner self. Who we are is way beyond flesh and blood and bones. Who we are truly is what they call, some people call the field, some call love, some call light, some call life, some call spirit. Whatever word resonates with us, it's a higher power, Ernest Holmes calls this formless substance that permeates and penetrates through everything, be it flower, tree, a human being, a rock, everything. Some people call it presence. It exists. So it's a formless substance. And if humanity keeps looking through the world, through the way we've been conditioned within the box, we will never connect with our true self, and therefore we keep reincarnating life after life and suffering the human condition, which manifests as ill health. Could it be? This is something controversial, and my book is quite controversial, is the fact that there's no difference really whether you have cancer or you have the flu. The solution or the cure is to connect with your true self. And your true self is the medicine that will, the energy will go exactly to what your body needs and heal itself. So we are all healers. The medicine is in us. So what my book suggests is, today I would say it's called the spiritual perspective, to connect with, become aware of who you are, do some of the spiritual practices that I recommend, like meditation, deep breathing, connecting with our vagus nerve, creating oxytocin, and so on and so forth. I recommend 7 steps to regain your health, no matter whether it's cancer or any disease. Once we are in alignment with our true self, call it spirit or the Christ consciousness or whatever, it is this universal energy that does the healing. However, before we reach that path where I feel I would like to assume I'm there today with all humility, I went through several steps. I went through the medical route. I surrendered my health to the doctors. And if possible, you want to go to an integrative medicine doctor who has a very holistic view of life. And I also went, dabbled in Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, everything. And that's what I love about myself. It is good to have a childlike nature and explore all possibilities rather than just going to the Western model or the Eastern model. Play around, see what works, because we are all such unique emanations of our one infinite character. So if there are 7 billion people on Earth, or almost 8 now, there are probably 8 billion modalities of health that we can play around with, and the same goes for diet. However, the best, obviously, is to listen to the still small voice. What is it telling you? And moment by moment, surrender to the highest frequency of love. What ask ourselves, what gives us the most joy. If it is a friend who makes you laugh, give that person a call. If he abuses you, laugh even louder. So, yeah, it's a seven-step manual. The most important step, of course, is choose our thoughts. Are we thinking happy thoughts? Choose our diet. What are we putting in our food? Are we going to the nearest fast food restaurant? Are we creating something creative in our kitchen? And then how are we relating to the rest of the people around us? What are our relationships like? And, of course, the most important question, ask ourselves, what is my main reason for coming into this reality? And then, yeah, shine our light or shine, yeah, shine out. Where there is darkness, as Dr. Deepak Chopra says, 70% of, we are all energy, and 70% of this energy is dark energy. And dark energy is going to give us challenges. And no one can ever say that middle of their life is happy every day. There are no challenges. There are challenges. And therefore, when we listen to the still small voice, we need to ask ourselves, where do I need to grow? What is this challenge telling me to do? So in my case, when I was diagnosed with breast cancer way back in 97, I had to change my lifestyle totally. I was then looking in a quite, although I was on the healing path, for some time, from the time, I mean, I was a very athletic person. So exactly, it always goes to the hidden realities. I was hearing that I had a diagnosis of cancer just as I was going to fly out to my native land. It was a big shock to me because I was athletic. I was doing all the exercises. I would go get up at 4 in the morning and go for my 5-kilometer run before I went to teach. And I was eating right, I would have my juicing and everything. And then to be faced with this reality was a big shock. So behind all this, what we see, there are hidden realities. So I would like to talk a little bit now about my story, which I share in my book in chapter one, where I felt persecuted. I felt I was going through storms of persecution. And I was constantly blaming the external world for the way I was behaving. I felt, oh, this doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel right. And I think with hindsight, I think these were the challenges that the dark energies were playing the role of the villain. We all play a role when we come to planet Earth. And these dark energies, I feel, have chosen to play the role of the villain. And they were making my life quite miserable. I felt my phone was bugged. I felt I was stalked. I would hear the song, every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you. And then I'd be listening to the song, Pretty Woman, and then Annie Lennox, Some People Use You, Some People Abuse You, blah, blah, blah. All those which I felt were kind of stalking songs.
Sure.
And then I felt things in my house being moved around, taken away, put back, like deliberate creation of conflict and confusion. And I felt when I got married, my relationships were deliberately being sabotaged. Then I didn't know this, but now I do, that I felt some of these dark energies have chosen to neurologically control humanity. And I think, but there is more to it. But once we, and I think it's a wake-up call. I would like to see everything in a positive light.
Terrific. Cancer's greatest gift, but it could be called something different because it's so much more. Thank you.
My pleasure.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun.
We go across the pond, as it were, to England. In fact, very close to Oxford. Just imagine that in your mind, like 10 miles away or so. And Jenny Boothby joins us, and she's talking about her father's book that he wrote, Terry, My Life in Words and Pictures. And wow, what a thing to take the legacy of a father and share that with the world. And Terry sounded like such an interesting person with great stories and from a big family, and boy, a lot of us, because now how the world has kind of shrunk, a lot of people don't have that, I think, luxury of being from a big family. So, Jenny, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell me, your father, in writing this book, was he pleased that he put this out for the family initially?
It all came about with a year before he died. He was injured on a, mum and dad were on a cruise in Germany, and he got injured the first or second day that they were there. He broke his neck in two places. So he was in hospital in Germany, and just for something to do, he decided write his history down. Initially, it wasn't going to be in a book, and then I can't remember who it was, but it was one of the family that said, well, you've got such an interest in life, why not put it in words? And I've still got the draft copy. The draft copy is 46 pages of A4.
Wow. 46 pages. So,
which is incredible.
It is incredible. So what kind of man was he? What was he like?
Caring. Just the best dad ever.
And do you think that's because he came from a big family and he understood the whole meaning of family?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. He was, it sounds like he was quite a storyteller. Give us one of Terry's stories that's in the book.
I'm just trying to think. There's so many different ones. It's hard to pin one down, but I remember just after he left the Air Force, I was about 5 or 6, and we were talking about Robinson Crusoe at school. And unbeknownst to me, my teacher had contacted him because she knew he was in the Air Force and going all around the world and everything. And unbeknownst to me, we'd been talking about Robinson Crusoe in the morning, and then after lunch, we went back in the classroom and there was all this fruit and veg. And we all said, well, where did that come from? And it turned out that my teacher had been talking to my dad, and he'd been collecting it over the past, the previous week, and taking it into school without me knowing. So we had a Robinson Crusoe party.
Oh, what a great dad. Oh, my gosh. And I can only imagine at that young age and what the other kids were thinking. How neat is that?
Definitely. I still think about it now.
Yeah.
And it over 40 years ago.
Wow. And, you know, you talk about that he was in the Air Force when you were a kid. What did the Air Force mean to him?
Everything. He'd been in it since he was 18. And he came out, what they call demobbed. He was demobbed about just after my first term at school. But then, 4 or 5 years later, he went back into the Auxiliary Air Force. Because I think he missed the military life so much.
Yeah, what was it about the military life that he liked?
Structure, I think. Because he was always, right from a young age, he was... As I say, he was in the Air Force from the age of 18 anyway. So that's all he'd ever known, to be honest. And yeah, it was funny. I can remember just after his 55th birthday. It was on my 18th, actually. We'd gone to see him play football. And I didn't think he'd manage to play the whole match. The whole night, the whole 90 minutes. And he... At 55 years old, he played 90 minutes of football, which I thought was incredible.
Yeah, because he was in such great shape, and probably so much of that had to do with the military. What did he do? What did he work his way up to in the military? What was he doing by the time he finally done and then went back to the auxiliary?
Yeah. Before he was demobbed out of the permanent Air Force, he got up to warrant officer. And then when he was in the Auxiliary Air Force, he got back up to Flight Sergeant, which is one off warrant officer.
Wow. That's exciting. So obviously your family, and again, we're talking with Jenny Boothby, and the name of the book, it's Terry Boothby's book, My Life in Words and Pictures, which it was so good the family decided we need to share this with the world. What do you want people to take away from reading your dad, Terry's story?
Just the meaning of family and adventure, because that's what Dad was all about.
Adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. he was always taking us on, like, not hikes, but walks around and saying, oh, we're doing this today, we're doing that today, and I just had a great childhood.
Yeah. And we talked about the fact that he was from such a big family. Do you, and I can only imagine they do, but does the rest of your family share that same sentiment about your dad, that he was an adventurer and he was a doer, it sounds like, and he took you when he was available wherever he could?
Yeah. There's only me and my sister.
Yeah. Wow.
It's only now since he's gone that my sister was a bit dubious, because she kept saying, oh, the book's a scam. I said, no, it's not. He wouldn't have done it if it was.
Well, he's certainly in the cover, you can see, he was such a handsome man, and you can almost tell from that, I think you can tell a lot in a photograph that he was, it seemed like he was a gregarious guy, was he?
Yes. There's some photos of the whole family in the book. And there's one picture of me with really, really short hair.
I saw that. I saw that really, really short hair photo. Boy, it's so interesting. And, you know, there's people listening that they imagine there's, I think everybody has a story. Wouldn't the world be just a better place if we could share stories like your dad's?
Yes, definitely.
I think so, too. I think that the idea of connection is so valuable, and it's something that gets so lost in I guess, our busyness, or now what people would like to call in a better way productiveness. But even though your dad was productive, he still found time, didn't he?
Yes. I'm going to say he was a definite family man.
Yeah. What was your favorite memory of your dad?
I remember, just one sticks out. It was Christmas night, 78 or 79. I think it might have been 79, actually. And I was allowed to stay up early because it was Christmas Day and we'd been watching films and playing games and stuff. It was about 9:30, 10:00. And I'd gone up to bed and I saw what looked like an alien through the window. And it reflected onto my bedroom wall. And I just screamed at the top of my voice. Dad ran up the stairs and said, what's happening? I said, well, there was a thing on my bedroom wall. And it turned out that it was a meteorite. And they didn't believe me until the following day. But it was all over the news and all in the newspapers.
Wow. Oh, wow. Crazy.
Even my grandma and granddad didn't believe me.
Oh, I love that. And then you saw something that was frightening, and then it turns out to be a meteorite, which would have been a very big story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, what a character. There's no question about it. And if you want entertainment and feeling that family fun, and just what an interesting story Terry had. My Life in Words and Pictures, you can get that on Amazon. Jenny Boothby, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.